Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Thursday, July 27th, it's 2017. 8-game slate today, 3 early games, 5 late games. Going to break down all of these games for this Thursday slate. I am riding solo today, pretty short slate, so breaking it down alone today. Before I get started, I want to mention, if you haven't checked out our sponsor, the Morning Grind sponsor is PlayDraft. PlayDraft.com/grinders for a 100% deposit bonus up to $600. Make sure you guys are checking them out. PlayDraft, awesome concept, and really enjoy playing over there. So make sure you guys are checking them out. We're going to get started kind of right off the bat with Milwaukee at Washington. Michael Blazek against Max Scherzer. 8 total here. Scherzer a -227 favorite. When you look at the 3 early games, he's definitely the top option. You're going to have to pay for him here if you are wanting to play him. But he's definitely the top arm. He's the guy that you want to pay up for if you're going to pay up. When we look at this lineup, we see, you know, 3-4 lefties. Brent Phillips just got sent to AAA, so maybe only 3 lefties here. Sogard, Shaw, Thames. So quite a bit of right-handed bats here. We know Scherzer this season, 177 wOBA against right-handed bats, 45% strikeout rate against righties. Where Scherzer struggled this season is home runs against lefties, so the left-handed power bat's been getting to him a little bit here, which kind of makes Shaw and Thames a little interesting in tournaments if you want to kind of leverage the Scherzer play. Such a small slate, I have no issues with doing something like that. But you know, it is risky, it is a riskier play. Michael Blazek, pitched with the Brewers in 2016, only threw 41 innings. He threw 6 innings this season, but, you know, looking to get a little bit more sample size here. 41 innings last season, 5.0 Sierra, 5.6 xFIP. The whip, 1.91, not a big strikeout guy. The strikeout rate's under 18%. So, you know, just not a lot to love here. Looking at what, you know, against him, righties and lefties both hit him well. Gave up a little bit more runs to righties, but both of them hit Blazek hard. So I definitely think you can look at the Washington bats here. They're firmly in play. They're expensive. Just kind of looking at the early slate, this 3-game slate, they're expensive. So you're going to have to pay up for them if you want them in this spot. So you're likely not going to be able to play Scherzer and the Washington bats here. Harper's 5,800 on DraftKings. Murphy's 54. Rendon is 54. Zimmerman's 44. Like, you're paying up for these guys. So kind of puts you at an interesting spot. You know, you could leverage your Scherzer if you don't play Scherzer with a stack with the Washington bats. Moving on, looking at the next game. Los Angeles Angels, Cleveland Indians, J.C. Ramirez, Trevor Bauer. J.C. Ramirez continues to struggle. He's kind of hit a wall, and he's been struggling mightily with left-handed bats. 381 wOBA against lefties this season, 45% hard contact rate, only a 12% soft contact rate. He's given up a lot of home runs to lefties. Not a team that you want to face when you struggle against lefties. This team could go very left-handed heavy. So definitely don't like J.C. Ramirez here. Trevor Bauer on the other side here, where he struggles is right-handed power bats. He's kind of struggling with both sides this season. The hard contact is up. The wOBA is up to lefties and righties. So I don't think I could play either one of these guys. Looking at the Angels side, definitely want to recommend Trout. I know it's chalky. He is the best hitter in baseball, but I definitely want to look at him. You know, Bauer, where he struggles, is right-handed power. 38% hard contact against righties this season, so I kind of like Trout here. I don't think I would play Pujols just because I think if I'm playing a first baseman, it's going to be on the other side of this game if I'm going to pay up. So there's that. And then, you know, the Indians, I think they're the top stack on the slate. You know, we talked about Washington, but their prices being so high. Like, you know, all these guys are under 5K. They're not cheap. Bradley Zimmer continues to mash. I hope you guys have been listening to the podcast this week because, you know, he's been a guy that we've been talking about all week. And he just keeps mashing the baseball in that leadoff spot. You know, JC Ramirez struggles a lot against right or left-handed bats. So this is another spot you can just absolutely load up on Zimmer. He's a guy that is definitely showing a lot more power. E5, 253 WOBA against righties this season. But Jose Ramirez is the kind of sleeper here. 278 ISO against righties this season. 412 WOBA. 10% strikeout rate. So this is a really, really interesting Jose Ramirez spot. You know, you're going to have to pay for him. And again, you know, it makes it interesting when you're looking at a guy like Scherzer. But, you know, I'm doing everything I can to kind of work these guys in. Sean Manaea, I'm only taking a shot on him here in this next game to get in some of these bats with Scherzer. Still going to be tough. Just want to make sure that, you know, that is out there. So, it's kind of it. So, and then we move on to the last early game here. Oakland at Toronto, 3 noon games. So, kind of an early lock, which is nice. Oakland at Toronto, Sean Manaea against Marcus Stroman. 9 total here. Stroman a 160 favorite. Pretty big favorite here in this game for Stroman. When you look at it, Sean Manaea is a guy that can definitely go out and get you strikeouts. You know, he's interesting here because of the price. And Stroman's price so high that, you know, I kind of want to take a shot on Manaea. You know, he's a slider pitcher. We talk about it all the time. Sliders against Toronto is interesting. You know, he only throws 3 pitches. Fastball, sliders, changeups. Against lefties, all he throws is fastball, slider. And then against righties, he throws a lot of changeups and a lot of fastballs, but can mix in some sliders. So definitely don't like the lefties for Toronto. And like I said, I don't mind taking a shot on Manaea here just because he's 6,700 and you're going to need a second pitcher. So if you're playing Scherzer, I think Manaea is the guy you're looking at. And you're just kind of hoping that he has a good game. He put up 23 DK points against Toronto earlier this season. So hopefully that is what we're looking at again. I think I'm fading Stroman here. If I'm going to pay up for a pitcher, I'm going to find the extra money and play Scherzer. Stroman does have 3 straight games over 20, 4 out of his last 5. He's a guy that doesn't typically get blown up. You know, you look at it, and he has a 59.6% ground ball rate against righties this season and a 65.9% ground ball rate against lefties. So expect a lot of ground balls in this spot. And that's kind of about it for the early. Oh, I guess the bats in this game. I'm not going to go out of my way to, even though I don't want to play Stroman, it's more just the price and wanting to play Scherzer instead. I don't see a lot here as far as the Oakland bats go. I just don't see a lot. I think for the most part, I'm going to stay away here. And on the Toronto side, I don't mind like a little right-handed stack here. Baptista, Martin, Donaldson, Smoke, Morales, Pierce. But it would just be different. Smoke has a 291 ISO against lefties this season. Pierce 259. Morales 209, you know, Baptista 103, Russell Martin 135, Josh Donaldson 150. Jose Baptista has really struggled with lefties this season. He has a 252 WOBA, 47% ground ball rate. So a lot of ground balls, big strikeout rate at 27%. So maybe I was wrong. Maybe I won't play Jose Baptista here. We move on to the main slate here, and let's get started. Tampa at New York, 8.5 total here. Chris Archer against CC Sabathia. CC Sabathia is still in the big leagues. We have that going for us. He's been a guy that, you know, high ground ball rate to righties this season, 300 WOBA, but the 36% hard contact rate is high. He's usually a guy that doesn't give up a bunch of hard contacts, so that hard contact rate is interesting. Against lefties this season, continues to limit the hard contact, only 11%. Expect some regression there. He's only pitched 14 innings against lefties this season, but it is definitely something to note. Chris Archer comes in here with a 29.6% strikeout rate against righties, projected to see, you know, six right-handed hitters in this lineup. He struggled with lefties this year, 43% hard contact against lefties, 316 WOBA, 29% strikeout rate against lefties still, so the strikeouts are still there against lefties. I think he's a really interesting tournament play here tonight. We don't have a ton of options on this slate, so when you look at it, you know, Archer, I think, is in play, even though he is facing the Yankees, because, like I said, you know, there's some strikeout upside here for Archer, especially if they go with that right-handed heavy lineup. You know, Clint Frazier, 26% strikeout rate against righties. Aaron Judge, 31%. Gary Sanchez, 24%. Matt Holliday, 24%. Chase Headley, 23%. You know, Todd Frazier, 21%. Tyler Wade, 21%. So, yeah, it's an interesting spot for Archer. You know, the power's there. You know, just because they have high strikeout rates don't mean they have high or low ISOs. Gardner, Frazier, Judge, Sanchez, Holiday, Didi, all these guys. The top six hitters all over 200 ISO against right-handed pitching this season. So, you know, that's your risk when you take Archer. We go to the other side of this game, and like I said, CC Sabathia, still a big league pitcher. We look at the bats here. Evan Longoria, large sample size. He just owns CC Sabathia. 30 for 74, 9 doubles, 7 home runs, 405 average with a 1.322 OPS. You'll hear a lot of people talk about him today. Definitely a favorable play here in this spot. Getting a ballpark bump, too. Going from Tampa to New York, I think you can look at Beckham, Souza, and Longoria. I think I would stay away from the lefties here. Like I mentioned, CC Sabathia has always been really good at limiting the damage against lefties, so I'll pass on that. And then the Yankees, like, I think you could potentially play them as a stack, but I don't think that's something that I would do. I could understand why somebody would do it, though. You know, get off the pretty popular pitcher here with a leverage stack. So there is that. Cincinnati at Miami. Robert Stevenson against Chris O'Grady. The Marlins just absolutely mashed Texas yesterday. Put up a team high, career total high, 22 runs in that game against Darvish. Not all of them were against Darvish, but I hope you listened yesterday and stayed away from Darvish. We don't have a large sample size on Stevenson. He hasn't pitched many innings, only 30 innings this season. But from what we've seen in the 30 innings this year and the 37 innings last year is the guy struggles. He gives up a bunch of hard contact, gives up a bunch of home runs, a 2.42 home run per nine in those 67 innings between this year and last year. So definitely not a guy that I want to play. He struggled against lefties. He struggled against righties. I think you could go right back to the well on the Marlins here in this spot against Stevenson. And Chris O'Grady, another guy that we don't have a tremendous amount of sample size on, 15 innings this season, but the Sierra is bad. The strikeout rate is very, very low. Swing and strike rate is very low. The strikeout rate is solid, but it doesn't really match his AAA numbers. So, you know, you look at it and I think we'll see some regression on the strikeouts. You know, you're not going to have a 24% strikeout rate with a 6% or 6.8% swinging strike rate. The walks, there's a lot of issues with O'Grady here. I think I'll pass on him as well. He's a lefty. And, you know, anytime we get a lefty against Cincinnati, I'm instantly intrigued by Cozart and Duvall and Suarez. And, man, I kind of like the Cincy bats here as much as I... This is an interesting game stack for me. This is a game that I'm going to look at here to load up on, you know, Cozart, Votto, Duvall, all these guys firmly in play. And then on the Miami side, D, Stanton, Yelich, Ozuna, Realmuto, Dietrich, all these guys in play. You know, Stanton's really hot right now. Yelich, he's hitting the ball really well right now too. So, you know, we just looking at the stats for Stevenson, kind of a fly ball guy, and that's the type of guy you want to play Yelich against. So, I like both of these teams. I think it'll be kind of a game that's a little overlooked, especially if this becomes a four-game slate because we have a washout in St. Louis. There's a lot of weather concerns in that game. So if that happens, then the slate becomes a lot more interesting, taking some of those big bats out of there. So have to watch the weather there. But let's talk about it. Arizona at St. Louis, Zach Godley against Luke Weaver. Luke Weaver, talented prospect. The numbers last year... You know, 5.7 ERA did not match his 3.5. Sierra was a guy that had some solid strikeout potential with 27% strikeout rate, 10% swinging strike rate. So he's an interesting play here against Arizona, depending on what Arizona lineup we get. You know, if we see the normal Arizona lineup, maybe you don't play him as much. But I do think Luke Weaver is an interesting tournament play here. He was supposed to start on the 25th in Memphis and got scratched and pulled up. So I think he'll be on his normal pitch count here. And then on the flip side, Zach Godley has just been a guy that I've rostered a ton of this guy this season. 27% strikeout rate against right-handed bats this season and 24% rate against lefties. Against lefties, 63% ground ball rate. Almost a 50% ground ball rate against righties. Not only is he striking people out, he's getting ground balls. He's not giving up hard contact. He's just a guy that I absolutely love in this spot. The Cardinals' bats have been hot. The Cardinals have been doing really well. I keep picking on him, and it keeps, you know, coming back and hitting me in the face. But it's hard not to like Zach Godley yet again here today. You know, you gotta like somebody at the end of the day. So I think Godley, 8,400 on DraftKings, the price, just it's hard not to like him in this spot. We look at the bats. I really don't want to go out of my way to pick on Luke Weaver. He's been really good in AAA this season too. You know, living up to that highly touted prospect. you know, the whip under one this season, the strikeout rate 27% in the minors this season, 11.5% swinging strike rate. These numbers scare me for sure. I could totally understand why you would want to look at Arizona here. JD Martinez just rolling right now, really hot. So I could get it, but I just don't see myself really going out of my way to pick on this talented prospect. And then on the flip side, the Cardinals, like, Zach Godley, high ground ball rate guy, big strikeout rate, like, DeJong has been mashing. But outside of that, I don't like this game. I like the pitchers in this game, so I really don't want this game to get rained out because I want to use the pitchers. So we'll kind of have to see how this plays out. Like I said, I kind of want to use the pitchers here. Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox, John Lester, Mike Pelfrey, 10.5 total here. Wind projected to be blowing out of Cellular Field here at 15 miles an hour. That's never good. It's probably why the total is 10.5 with Lester on the hill. I think that tells you everything you need to know about John Lester in this spot. We have a White Sox team, too, that is much better against left-handed pitching. And then Mike Pelfrey, a fly ball pitcher to lefties. This season, he has a 42% fly ball rate to left-handed bats. And he's been getting a bunch of ground balls to righties. So maybe you don't play Contreras and Bryant in your stacks, but it's going to be hard not to with the wind blowing out here. I'm loading up on the Chicago Cubs in this spot. You know, this is another spot where if you don't want to pay up a pitcher, like we already know Lester's not really in play. Maybe you're not playing Archer. Maybe you're looking in tournaments and you're going something along the lines of Godley and Weaver. You know, you'll be able to stack this team up and play them against Pelfrey. Don't typically like stacking against Pelfrey, but on a day where the wind is blowing out in Chicago, I'm sold. So I think I'll definitely stack against him here. And then, you know, on the flip side, like, there's a reason that Lester's price is so high. He's been pitching better, but with the 10.5 total and the wind projected to be blowing out, we're getting all of the White Sox at discounts. All the Chicago bats are cheap. They're all under 4K on DraftKings today. To be honest, there's a good chance that I end up with quite a few Chicago White Sox here. Hate the fact that Garcia is going to be on on the DL. He's a guy that I love playing against lefties. But you know, you're getting great value. Tim Anderson, 2,700. Abreu, 37. Davidson, 32. So, like, I don't want to go out of my way to pick on Lester, but with the wind blowing out here, I'm definitely going to have plenty of exposure to the cheap bats and take those discounts. Mets, Padres, Christopher Flexen against Luis Perdomo. You know, we talk about Perdomo all the time. Very talented real-life pitcher. Massive ground ball pitcher, massive stats and splits. He's always interesting just because of the ground balls that he's able to get. I hate stacking against him. I know people have been stacking against him. He does give up a little bit of home runs, but you know, you look at the game log and multiple home runs 3 times this season. That's it. He's only allowed one home run in his last 5 games, and one of those games was in Coors Field. He's not a strikeout guy, which limits his upside, but the ability to get ground balls here in Petco on a slate that there's just not a lot to love with pitcher, especially if that game gets rained out. That St. Louis game, if we have weather issues, we'll have to kind of see what Roth says, but you look at it, and I don't think he's the worst option in the world. We're going to see the lefties here. He has a 60% ground ball rate against lefties. The righties, 70%. Like, I think Perdomo's in play. I don't think he's the craziest play on the slate, and I'm definitely not stacking against him. Chris Flexen, you know, this will be his first start. He got called up from AA. Zach Wheeler is going to the DL. So we don't have a lot to go off of here with this guy. His draft pick was he was drafted in the 14th round. He's never been above Double A, so, you know, you don't have much to go off of here. The swinging strike rates, double digits in the minors. The strikeout rate, 27.9% in Double A this season. Nice ground ball rates. Yeah, that's kind of all we have to go off of. The minor league numbers, he hasn't given up a bunch of home runs, so that's good. The xFIP is fantastic in the minors, 2.43 in Double A. Started the single in High A and got called up, so there's always that. But you never really know. And the fact that he is a rookie, like, we don't have a lot of data on pitch types and stuff that he throws, so I'm going to have to dig a little bit on him. Trying to pull it up really quick if I can figure out what he throws here. But I just don't see. Yeah, I don't see much. Trying to see where they have him ranked in the top in the Mets organization as far as prospects, and he's just way down here. Way down here. So he's ranked 23rd in prospects. He had Tommy John surgery in 2014, ran his fastball mid-90s, he has a decent slider and good command, but they're not giving him big grades here. So I think that, so here's the thing, like, he's 6,500, if he was 4,500 or 5K, against the Padres, I think I'd be interested. I say that, and, like, if I play multiple teams, this is an ugly slate. If I play multiple teams on this slate, I would more than likely have a few shares here just because the Padres can strike out in bunches. They've been hitting better. You know, we've talked about it the last couple days. They've been hitting better. Still game in Petco, and he's still cheap enough, but I want him a little bit cheaper. Renfro mashing, Hector Sanchez, only 60 plate appearances, but 286 WOBA or ISO against righties. Will Myers still over 200, Pereira over 207. Renfro rocking the ball right now. 4K though, kind of paying up for him, but, you know, I definitely don't want to throw out some Padres here because, you know, we do get a guy that's coming from Double A. So I like pitchers in their first starts. I'll have some exposure, but if I'm playing multiple teams, say I make five teams, I would probably have him on one. And on this slate, I would probably have a San Diego stack as well, just because it could be ugly. And then on the Mets, I just don't see a lot here. You know, I want the lefties, but I don't want Granderson or Cabrera or Duda. Like, if I'm playing anybody, it's Jay Bruce in this spot. But that's about it. There's just not a lot to love. Very, very interesting slate. I'm already ready for Friday's slate. But going to make some teams, see how it works out, and hopefully we crush. I'll definitely be playing some play draft. That's for sure. If you guys haven't checked out our sponsor, make sure you check them out, playdraft.com/grinders for a 100% deposit bonus up to $600. That's going to do it here for the Thursday edition of the Morning Grind. We will see you guys on Friday. Good luck in your contests, and we'll see you then.
Bankroll management might not be the sexiest part of daily fantasy, but it's an important one. And that's why we've launched the DFS Analyzer. DFS Analyzer will help you easily track your results and then use them to your advantage. Just upload your contest history, and in seconds, DFS Analyzer will show you winnings, ROI, records by sport, contest type, and more. Don't just view your results, analyze them and gain an edge. Try our free DFS Analyzer tool, become a smarter, more process-oriented, hopefully more profitable DFS player.